tell us what you think fans can expect from the third instalment of Spider-Man.
I think a pretty dramatically compelling special effects laden motion picture that involves a spider and a dude, and you know, with the Flint Marko and Sandman and Eddie Brock and Venom, some new interesting plausibly dark figures.
We have some new information. This is your uncle's actual killer. We lost his trail 2 days ago.
This man killed my uncle, and he's still out there.
How did you get the role of Sandman?
They asked me, and I said yes. It was actually kind of a minor outcome, not minor, I say minor outcome because it wasn't the only thing that played into the decision for them to ask me, but part of the reason was I was accepting an award for my performance in Sideways, a picture I had a couple of years ago. And the producers were there, and I was, you know, Sam Raimi and I sort of knew each other, and so it just, you know, they thought I might be the right guy.
How did you prepare for the film? Did a lot of preparation go into the physical aspect of it?
Yeah, you know, I started training right after they asked me to do the movie, and then we just completed some of the reshoots and additional photography a few months ago, so it was just under 2 years of, you know, pretty strict strength training and diet and that sort of thing.
I need your help.
We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.
And what do you think the overall message of the film is?
Probably forgiveness, and rising above, you know, the more basic instinct of revenge. You know, a lot of the movie revolves around revenge and forgiveness.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.